The World This Week. Business.
America's annual inflation rate soared to 4.2% in April, higher than expected, and fueling concerns that rising consumer prices may become a problem for the American economy. Inflation hawks blame the huge amounts of stimulus injected into the economy and a boom in consumer demand. Prices for used cars were up by a fifth year on year. Global supply bottlenecks are also pushing up costs for manufacturers. The Biden administration, however, thinks inflationary pressures are temporary and will ease later this year. Commodity prices are also going up, with the prices of iron ore and copper reaching record highs, in part because China's factories are sucking up supplies. Oil prices are on the ascent again, approaching $70 for a barrel of Brent crude. The FBI launched an investigation into a cyber attack that forced the closure of the Colonial Pipeline, which stretches from Texas to New Jersey, providing half the transport fuel for America's East Coast. A criminal gang called DarkSide claimed responsibility. It describes itself as apolitical. There was some panic buying of petrol, or gas, as pump prices soared. With the outlook for inflation uncertain, stock markets bounced around as investors pondered whether the Federal Reserve would change direction and raise interest rates. The share prices of high-growth big tech companies have fallen in recent weeks because higher bond yields lower the value of their forecast earnings. Markets were also rattled by weak data on the American jobs market. Employers added 266,000 people to their payrolls in April, well below the numbers for February and March. And job vacancies hit 8.1 million at the end of March, the most since records were first compiled in 2000. That led to a lot of head-scratching by economists, trying to explain a lack of hiring when the economy is taking off. The British economy shrank by 1.5% in the first quarter compared with the previous 3 months. The post-Christmas lockdown hit output hard in January, but by March it was expanding again as businesses adapted to the restrictions. GDP was still 6% smaller than before the start of the pandemic in February 2020.